Today on Gardening in a Minute, dollar weed. Dollar weed is a broadleaf weed that appears in wet areas in the landscape. You may also have heard it called pennywort. It's low to the ground with one round leaf per stalk. The leaves can grow up to the size of a silver dollar, hence the plant's name. It looks similar to a lily pad. Dollar weed usually appears in places where a gardener has overwatered or in naturally wet places, so adjust your irrigation or improve drainage in the area. To get rid of dollar weed, you can hand pull it, as long as you make sure to get all of the white rhizomes as well as the plant itself. You can also use either selective or non-selective herbicides to control this pest. Be sure to read the product label and follow all instructions. For more information about dollar weed and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tips for cutting roses. Gardeners love roses, in part because they can be brought inside and enjoyed as beautiful cut flowers. Follow a few basic tips to create long-lasting bouquets and to keep your rose bushes healthy and looking their best. Start with a pair of sharp pruning shears that have been cleaned with alcohol to prevent the spread of diseases. Wear gloves to protect your hands from thorns. Choose a bloom and make your cut 1/4 inch above a leaf that has 5 leaflets. This will help the plant produce a healthy new shoot later. Immediately place the stems of your cut roses in a bucket of warm water. Once you have enough blooms, bring them inside and arrange them in a vase filled with a mix of water and floral preservative. For more information about cutting roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, forts and hideouts. A fort or a hideout can provide kids with the perfect place to play in the yard and create their own magical adventures. Plenty of forts and playhouses are available on the market, or it's easy to build one from scratch. Ask your child what sorts of things he or she wants. Often it's more fun to leave the space less decorated and let the child finish it off with ideas from his or her own imagination. Remember that forts needn't be permanent structures. Kids are experts at making use of what's available. They might reclaim a large cardboard box or find a kid-size opening underneath a large shrub. Or you can create a unique living hideout by planting a vine-covered teepee that will give kids a great getaway all summer long. For more information about gardening with kids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lemongrass. Lemongrass is an herbaceous perennial that's originally from India. It can be used in the Florida landscape as a border, as an accent, or in mass plantings, and it's also edible. Lemongrass leaves remain green most of the year, turning scarlet or dark red in the fall and winter. They add an appealing lemony fragrance to the garden. Plant your lemongrass in full or part sun. It can grow to 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide and makes an excellent choice for edging along fence lines and walkways. You can use lemongrass in Thai-style soups and curries. Harvest stalks at the ground level, cut off the lower bulb, and remove the tough outer leaves. Cut or bruise the inner stalk and use it to add fresh flavor to your cooking. For more information about lemongrass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Terrinia. Need a great flowering plant for your summer beds or hanging baskets? Check out the new Summer Wave Terrinia varieties. They can tolerate Florida's heat and humidity and will bloom for months. Flowers can be white, yellow, pink, or violet and look like small snapdragons. Each flower also has a wishbone detail in the center, which explains why the plants are often called wishbone flower. Terrinia has a trailing habit which can easily cover a 2-foot square area, so it's best suited for the front of a landscape bed or the edge of a container or hanging basket. Plant yours in fertile soil in the sun or partial shade. Water and fertilize on a regular basis, and you should be rewarded with plenty of blooms throughout the summer. For more information about Terrinia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.